I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, a unique oral history project that collects the voices of our times. 96-year-old Sarah Leverett graduated from USC's law school in 1943, one of the first women ever to attend. Here, Leverett tells her friend Lisa Wilcox about her experience breaking down barriers to practice law.
Tell me how hard it was or what your process was for getting into law school, because that was
difficult. The dean of the law school was very, very much opposed to women. He was of the old school. During the semester, he'd stop me and say, "Oh, Miss Leverett, are you still with us?" I was very tempted to say, "Yes, and I'm going to stay here." But I said, "Yes, I'm here." He did not believe in women being, and nobody else believed in women being in law school, actually. There were a few women that graduated before I did, but it was very much frowned on, actually. The actual going to law school wasn't so shocking as when I finished law school. That's when I realized what the problem was. But while I was in law school, the other students, I was the only woman there, and the other students treated me very well, but I got the feeling that they were thinking, "Well, she's not going to ever bother us. She'll never be any competition." So,
and I hope you were performing better than some of your men colleagues.
Well, I think I did well. I think I did well with them. We had a very brilliant man in there. We had one of the most brilliant lawyers I've ever seen, and his daughter now is a member of the House of Representatives. I think I performed very well. Mm-hmm. I came out with a pretty good scholarship rating.
Mm-hmm. But then you had to look for a job. Tell me about
then,
finding your
well,
first...
Well, the story I always tell is that I knew the door was closed. I did not know it was locked. And I found out that the key was in the pocket of some men. I don't know who it were, but I found that getting a job in a law office, it was just not done. It was just not done. And then the few women that I later found out over the years that went into law offices usually ended up either asking to be secretarial or to do secretarial work, which was the same thing that I encountered. And so after the first few months, I went in with a couple of young men. And they did, I don't hold it against them, because they did what was natural in that day. First thing they wanted me to do was do secretarial work. And I just refused to do it. And so I resigned and sought a job elsewhere and then went to work for the state.
So they wanted you to type things that they'd already written?
Yes. I didn't. Actually, they wanted me to do closings, like closings of mortgages and, you know, type stuff. And I didn't even type. In fact, typing, they had a separate secretary, but they wanted me to do that type of work, you know. And it was not legal work. In fact, one little incident that made me interesting, that a gentleman was coming into the law firm, a new lawyer. And he was retiring from the Navy, and they told me, said, "The office has to be white glove clean." That's when I left. I told them, I said, I didn't go to law school to get a service degree. I got one to go to.
Oh, you were asked to do that, or told to do that.
Yeah, I was asked to do it.
Well, that was early 1940s.
That was typical.
Environment,
you know,
yes.
That was typical in those days. There were very few women lawyers, and they were very typical.
Sarah Leverett and Lisa Wilcox from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. Sarah Leverett went on to become the first female faculty member at USC's law school and led the League of Women Voters. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.